This is going to be fun. We're talking about the Racine Farmers Market on the lake. Don Carrillo. Carrillo or Carrillo?
Depends who you ask, but for me, it's always been Carrillo.
Carrillo.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrillo. That's what I'll use then.
That's how my husband pronounces it. Carrillo.
Carrillo.
Yes.
Carrillo. I don't know how to roll my R's. I can never do that. My wife can do it. She can roll her R. I can't do that. Don Carrillo's here, and we're going to talk about a brand new thing coming to the lakefront, and it's at the Festival Park area. This will be outside, right?
Correct.
Nothing inside. It's all outside.
All outside.
Okay. It's the Racine Farmers Market on the lake, and when's the kickoff date?
Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yeah, we're very excited. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You just came back from a big trip, didn't you?
I did. I was in Spain for a couple of weeks, but I'm ready to go now.
Did you say your name was Carrillo when you were in Spain?
I did, yes.
I knew
yes.
you would. Okay. So tell me about this. Why is this different? Because there was like a farmer's market on Haymarket Square, Monument Square. How's this different?
Correct. So this is a Saturday morning market. 9 o'clock in the morning we start.
9 o'clock.
I know. We load in at 6 a.m. So
trust me, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. So
you can help us load in then.
Thank you.
So it's going to be every Saturday. And this is a true farmer's market. Everyone who is selling has grown or made the food. So you can talk directly to your farmers. We will have over 60 vendors, everything, all the kind of produce and proteins, as well as handmade items, breads, people coming from all over southeastern Wisconsin to sell at the market.
Local honey?
Local honey.
I know. My wife's big into local honey. And she's right in a way, because honey makes you, what's that word I'm looking for? You're immune to certain diseases.
Yeah, absolutely.
And did you know honey is the only food on this planet that has no expiration date? You can hold it for thousands of years. It's still going to be good.
Yeah. And we have some great vendors who sell local honey.
Yeah. She likes that stuff. To me, it's honey's honey. But I got to admit, I use it in tea when I'm sick. I put it in there rather than sugar.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about it's opening day is this Saturday. Now, what if the worst possible thing happens where you get a little drizzle? Right now, it looks good. Sunny.
Yeah,
nice weekend. What if it rains a little bit?
It is rain or shine.
Oh,
and
okay.
The vendors know that. I have a lot of experience in farmers market management, and I know that when a customer, even if it's raining, a customer wants that fresh produce, they will come out in the rain.
And funny you mentioned that, because occasionally there's these little pop-up stands on, I think, Stewart Avenue. I'm trying to think of where it is. And my wife always buys the vegetables from those stands when she passes by. On the way from home from church, we see the stand and we buy it. She's probably going to pop down there Saturday morning and load up.
What's different than just a stand is we have 9 farmers coming in with their produce every market. And so then you have a choice of different things that you can buy based on the different farmers that will be there. And so they grow a wide variety of items. So every farmer is going to be a little different. But we're lucky enough to where a lot of farmers markets have 1 or 2 farmers. We'll have 9 that come from farms every morning.
I'm looking at the postcard you gave me here. Live music too, huh?
We do. We do. We have live music every Saturday, as well as different kind of children's programming. We'll have Sprouts activity, which this week we'll have RKC Third Coast come in and do soccer clinics for all ages, kids and adults in the big green space that we have at the Festival Park. We'll have kids coins so that every kid, school-age child, can have $2 free. Educators Credit Union is sponsoring that so that we're growing the next generation of farmers market lovers. And you'll be able to speak to a farmer with your coin and ask for $2 worth of your favorite snack.
You ever work on a farm? Ever been on a farm?
I have not.
That looks like the hardest job in the world. I wouldn't want that for any. Thank goodness there are people that do it.
Absolutely.
But we went to, they do it at different spots every year. And when they did it at the Racine County Fairgrounds, it was a Farmer's Day. I forget what they called it. Farmer's Breakfast or whatever it was. And I went down and I was talking to some of the farmers. I wouldn't do that for anything.
I know.
I mean, you're so dependent on the weather. You're so dependent on animals, being healthy. You're so dependent on diseases for animals. crop diseases.
Right. And so you'll see the market change over the course of the weeks for just those reasons. Because of the weather, we will see additional farmers joining us or with, of course, with different produce based on what we have in the weather coming up.
And they hand these farms down for the generations to generations. What really, I do get upset though, that when I go to church, and there were like three or four farms, they sold them and now there's all housing on it. And that bothers me. I don't know why, because, you know, there's still plenty of farms out there. But the farmers, now the fuel charges, now they're dependent on that.
And the fertilizer and all those kind of things. But to have a carrot that comes from the grocery store that's probably been picked a month ago versus the carrot that was picked that morning or the night before really makes a difference in the taste and the nutritional value and all the things that make a farmer's market worth the effort to go and get the great produce.
We're talking to Dawn Carrillo, and she is representing the Racine Farmers Market on the lake. And that begins this Saturday and runs every Saturday through
the end of October.
Right through the harvest season.
24 weeks.
Yeah, that's when you get the fresh stuff right there in October. And it runs 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's not just vegetables and fruits. It's a lot of other stuff in there.
Right. There'll be prepared foods. You can come and have breakfast or lunch, as well as all the other home-baked items, lots of breads, plus all your dairy, your cheeses, your eggs, all those kind of things.
Wow. Yeah. One stop. How many vendors you have?
We will have in the heart of, I have designed it for 60 vendors.
Whoa.
So there'll be a handful.
What if somebody wants to come in and they're 61?
Right. Depends what you're selling.
You'll squeeze them in?
I will squeeze them in.
Okay.
I believe that park is big enough for probably 200 vendors.
That park's big enough for more than that.
It's a beautiful space. I have been to hundreds of farmers markets across the country. I don't know of a better space.
How did you get started in the farmers market business?
You know, it's kind of odd. I retired from MATC after 30 years and kind of found this new passion. Was asked by the city of Oak Creek to start a market there.
Oak Creek?
Yep. And when I left, we had generated $1.2 million on Saturday morning sales. So I'm taking all the things that I learned and loved and bringing them to Racine.
Schlepping them down to Racine.
I am.
That's good.
Yeah.
Talk about, you mentioned you were talking about the food share program you have.
Yes, I'm very excited about the food share. You know, food share is what is the state name for the SNAP and WIC programs. And I understand that the city of Racine is in a food desert in downtown Racine. And so we're going to be able to feed the people that live in that area that might not have access to fresh produce. So we will be running the SNAP program. But even more important is we have been chosen by the state to be a representative of the Double Up Food Bucks, which will be supporting the market in Racine. So that program will start in June, and where you will take $20 off your SNAP card, and we will match $20, so you'll get $40 to buy the freshest produce in the state.
There's a term I never heard of before until last week, food desert.
Yeah.
And they used it in Milwaukee where the supermarkets are closing up
Correct.
In certain neighborhoods, and now pharmacies are starting to close up, so they're calling it a pharmacy desert now. I never heard that term before. What was I, in a coma? I never heard of it?
You know, it's a USDA term that does an evaluation of an area and where the need for fresh produce is. And so downtown Racine is one of those because there's not a walking grocery store. And we hope that on Saturday mornings, we can provide that food.
Now, the 4th of July parade this year is on a Saturday.
Correct.
Look at your face.
I know.
She's so excited.
I hear there's a lot of people that go to that.
And you are right there. And you're going to take advantage with extended hours.
We are. We're going to go to 3 o'clock so that you can watch the parade and walk down the block. We have the police department getting us an access to get the farmers in.
I was about to say, we're directing traffic out of the downtown area right to the farmers market.
Correct. And what a great place, too. You know, you've parked already. You've attended the parade, and then you can walk down to Festival Park and have lunch. We have a cash bar. We have all the things that you can continue your 4th of July celebration with.
All right, let's throw out some things here. Tell me about them. Special theme days?
Yeah, so we'll have Apple Fest and, things that we will get all excited about. We have something called the salsa contest. Well, we'll bring local salsa companies.
Wait a second. I got to tell you, I was involved at the Racine Public Library once. My wife dragged me to a hot sauce tasting contest.
Okay.
Salsa hot sauce. And there were like maybe 15 people in the room, and they had 10 different hot sauces for you to taste. And you would dip the chip in. Don't double dip the chip, but you put your chip in, you took a bite, and you rated it how good it was. We got to number 8. And I thought I had to go to the hospital. I thought my mouth was on fire. Number 10, too. But number 8 was the worst. I remember it. There was one other person there. We're banging on the wall. We can't stand the pain. It was so hot. It turns out, and you don't know what you're eating. They're all covered, so you don't know what it is. They used a cooking hot sauce where you're supposed to put one little drop in your cooking. And it's not like regular hot sauce. And so we took a big chip load of it.
Oh, no.
And I thought, this is it. This is how my life ends at the Racine Public Library. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It was good until I got to number 8.
And this will be the same kind of premise. We will divide up the salsa. So everyone will get a bag of chips and the 10 different samples. Right. And then you'll have your, we'll bring in some chefs that will do some, ratings. And then we'll award to the best salsa.
But they were smart at the library. They brought a gallon of milk in.
Oh, yeah. These will not be hot like that.
Yeah. And they brought it and see, they poured you a cup of milk to put the fire out, which is pretty smart because I wouldn't have thought that. I would just take water, and water won't do it. You got to have, but you're not going to have that super hot stuff.
We will not. But we will also have cooking shows. Old Madrid, Manny from Old Madrid.
Oh,
will
I love
come
Old
in.
Madrid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paella.
He'll come in every week or once a month, I'm sorry, and do a cooking show using the fresh produce that was at the market.
I'm going to hold you to that. You said once a week.
I'm sorry. I know.
Doesn't matter. You're
sorry. I'm going to get a call from him. No. But then he'll do is he'll feature that what he made at the market at the restaurant for that week as well.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting the whole community together, being more than just a grocery store, is kind of our intent at Festival Park.
You know, I never had an apple in my entire life.
Still?
No. Still. No, I never had one in my life. I just never had one.
Apple pie?
Nope. Never tasted apple pie.
Well, please come to the market and let me buy you
No. At this old stage of the game, here's some things I never had. Never had a cup of coffee in my life. Never had a beer. Never had a cigarette. There's some vegetables that I've never had. And I like vegetables. I like salad. I have a salad every single day. But there's some things I won't put in it.
So what's kind of cute is that we have something called a taste tent at the market.
No.
And then, so what it is it's a tent that we will feature a produce or a protein every week so that, you or small children that haven't had the taste of a specific vegetable.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was a little kid, I'm going to bet 6, 7, maybe 8 years old, my mother made dinner for us, and she put the meat on the plate, and then she put a scoop of peas on there, knowing I didn't eat it. She did it by mistake. So quickly, she tried to take my plate away to get the peas off. My father said, "Leave them. He's going to eat them." And I said, I wasn't being defiant. I just knew I couldn't keep him down. And I don't want to, do that at the table. So he said, "You're not leaving this table till you eat the peas." So my brother, my mother, and father went down to the rec room, watched TV. This is in the early 60s. Went down, watched for 2 hours, came up. I was sitting there with the peas. He said, "Go to bed." I said, "Dad, I'm not being mean to you. I know I can't keep them down." Now, I eat peas when they're in vegetable soup or in rice, see them. But a plate of peas, I won't keep it down. So I didn't eat it. To this day, I've never had a plate of peas.
Oh, wait till you taste a farmer's market peas. Oh, whole different ballgame.
One other quick story. So my company I worked for in New York was going to send me to it from a new radio station we bought in Atlanta. So the manager down there wanted to meet me. He took me out to a Southern cooking restaurant. And there in front of me were the greasiest, oily vegetables I've ever seen in my life. Deep fried, everything was deep fried. Deep fried cauliflower, deep fried broccoli, deep fried okra, and I'm looking at this plate. There's nothing on this plate that I'm ever going to eat, especially deep fried. The oil was a pool of oil in the plate. And he said, "No, come on, eat up." I didn't want the job that badly, but I nitpicked at it. And I said, "I'm not going to keep this down. I'm not going to." And I didn't hear one word he said for the full hour because I'm looking at this plate of oily vegetables in front of me. Everything in South is deep fried. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at it. And I said, "I'm not going to make it." So I just kind of picked that and said, "Well, I'm not feeling that well today." Holy mackerel.
Completely different at the farmer's market.
I would hope so.
It will be. It will be the best, freshest produce you can even imagine.
Not swimming in oil.
No. But, you know, believe it or not, we do have an oil vendor that is bringing in olive oil to sell. So we are very excited about that as well. But yeah, a little bit of everything, but the produce will be very fresh.
I have a salad every single night. Every single night I have a salad. I like green peppers in there. I like, well, lettuce, obviously. Green peppers, red peppers, too, I put in there. Some other little things I put in. So I'm not anti-vegetables, just some of them.
We're going to get you a whole new system.
I had experts from all over the world try. And you think some little lady from Racine, Wisconsin is going to change that?
Yes.
I had people all over the biggest cities in America thought they'd take on the Don Rosen challenge, and it never worked.
The power of a farmer's market manager, though.
Although when I do eat from the paella, they have peas in there sometimes, and I eat them. Yeah. I just can't eat a plate of peas. So my wife gets some stuffed mushrooms, and she says, it's cheese and artichoke in there. I said, forget it. She said, you won't even notice the artichoke. Then why did they say it? And I ate them, and I didn't notice the artichoke.
No.
Because she said artichoke. I said, no.
Well, of course, these are all Wisconsin, locally grown, so we won't have, you know, we don't really have artichokes, or we don't have citrus, but...
I do love farmers markets, and we go all the time. My wife just loads up with bags full of groceries from the farmers market.
And, you know, on opening day, we will give away free bags. So there's an insulated bag that Aurora is providing to us so that it'll keep your vegetables fresh and it'll keep your frozen food frozen. And we're going to give those away on opening day.
Just keep getting better and better.
Yeah.
Okay, quick review. The Racine Farmers Market on the lake. It's at Festival Park. You know where that is. Plenty of parking. And it's free to get in, right?
Correct.
Free to get in. Just bring your appetite and come hungry. And it's funny, when you come hungry, you'll buy more. Happens like at a supermarket, too.
Exactly.
And it's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It runs starting this Saturday right through sometime in October.
Yep.
Extended hours after the 4th of July parade. I can't believe we're talking about the 4th of July parade already. But we are. Live music, kids' coins where you can cash them in.
Yep.
That's good. How old do you have to be?
Ages 5 through 12.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
No. Okay.
And their food share program, which is very nice. Very nice you're doing that. And they'll have, when did the salsa demos contest start?
We're scheduling that for August,
so that
when tomatoes are in season.
I could do that. And you got Corn Fest.
Yeah, we have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, it gets everyone excited about something new. For Corn Fest and Potato Fest and Apple Fest, we'll give away free products so that everybody can enjoy them.
Give the website.
RacineFarmersMarket.com.
Oh, how'd you get that one?
Yeah, nice and easy.
Nobody took that one, huh?
No one had it.
Good for you, Dawn. Thank you. And you're going to come back and talk about other events at Festival Park, right?
Correct.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Dawn.
Uh-huh.